Lesson 5. Christ in the Heavenly Sanctuary. Sunday. Supreme Sacrifice. In the days when I was young, I used to play chess the whole day long. The chess board, that was something my heart was delighted. And we were a group of young people, formed a team. We played and played, and our quality grew day by day. And in chess, sometimes you try to sacrifice a chess piece. You lose quality, and if it does not pay, you will pay for it at the end. You will lose the game. But if the sacrifice of a chess piece leads to such an advantage, then that you are able to checkmate your adversary, then it's worth to sacrifice a chess piece. So if a sacrifice will lead to a fine end, it's worth doing it. Now Jesus, he did something which is the supreme sacrifice on the cross. Satan experienced to be checkmate. He was lost. But it didn't look like this in the beginning. But Jesus had this in view from the very beginning. He knew it would not be easy. He knew the devil will do everything to hinder him accomplishing the plan of salvation. But he had the sacrifice in view from the very, very beginning. We find a text in Luke chapter 9, verse 22. He says to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer many things." Suffer. The disciples, they listen. Suffer? Our master? Oh, we will defend him. And he must be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law. But the main people who reign the country. And he must be killed, even killed. And on the third day, be raised to life. He must suffer, be rejected, must be killed, and be raised to life. So this supreme sacrifice he has in mind. And because of this sacrifice, he can pray for us in the heavenly sanctuary. He's there for us, begging for us, when we come to him and pray to him. His sacrifice was supreme. Without his sacrifice, we would be lost. Surely lost. So it's a sacrifice which is of a value comparable to nothing else in this world. It's of the highest value, top value. It's a supreme sacrifice for you because he loves you. Till tomorrow.